centered on Jesus, your Son. And we pray that as we turn to words that he spoke for our hearing, you would give us understanding and open our hearts afresh to him. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, I think it's certainly true to say that the build-up is certainly underway. Does anybody know how many weekends there are now until Christmas, counting this one? How many weekends to Christmas?
Three.
Three, count this one? There's four counting this one. There's this one. There's the one that's around about the 9th, around about the 16th, Sunday the 16th, then the 23rd, and then it's the big day 2 days after that. Now, usually here at All Saints, it's our custom to light a candle on each of the Sundays leading up to Christmas Day. Now, I don't know whether anybody would like to come and actually do the deed this morning. Got some fire here. Anybody like to come and help me? Somebody come and light this candle. Who's going to do it? You're going to come and do it, John? That's good. Light one of the ones on the outside. Maybe that pink one is different. There we are. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you very much. So four Sundays, three after this one. How many days are left? Anybody know how many days there are left? 23, that's about got to be about right, hasn't it? Yeah, 24, I suppose if you count today, but 23 left to the big day. And the process of getting ready for Christmas seems to get earlier every year, it seems to me. The big supermarket set piece adverts have been on the telly for a while. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are over, and people are putting up their lights and decorations. Our street already looks like a bit like Blackpool. But anybody here got all their presents? Got all your presents sorted out yet? Somebody has. That's very well impressive. Dudley and Faye, have you got all your presents sorted out for Matilda?
Yeah.
We can say, because she doesn't really know what we're talking about yet, does she? So we're not giving the game away yet. Has anyone got their turkey yet? I've seen some in supermarkets where they're all there in sort of deep freezers, so maybe some have got them. Now, this season that runs up to Christmas is, of course, called Advent. And today is Advent Sunday. And the traditional start of getting ready for remembering Jesus' first arrival at Christmas. Now, Advent is also a time that for centuries, people have especially remembered that God tells us in the Bible that Jesus is going to arrive on earth a second time. That time, he will fully fulfill God's plan for his world. So Advent means arrival or coming. He came the first time at Christmas, and he will come again. Now, when Jesus returns, the Bible tells us that God is going to remake this world in which we live. And all the bad and the evil and the corrupt things will be judged and removed, and there will be a perfected world centered on Jesus. Now, we had that Bible reading that Ben read for us a few minutes ago, and there in Matthew's Gospel chapter 24, Jesus is approaching the high point of his first arrival on the earth. That is, his death on the cross to make possible sinful people like you and me being reconnected to God. And then, of course, Jesus was raised from the dead in order to show that he really is God bringing in a new era. But as Jesus is in Jerusalem, that's where he is as he's speaking these words that we've heard, the place where his death was going to take place, he speaks some serious words to his friends. He's been explaining that certain things were about to happen pretty soon. But then he goes on to speak about things that would happen many, many years into the future. Things that, as we live here in 2018, are still to take place. Now, when Jesus' second arrival, his second advent, will happen, is something that people sometimes have tried to work out. Some have even made claims that they know when it's going to be. But Jesus makes very clear that that is a very unhelpful way of operating. He said in the reading, "Concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." So if Jesus, God the Son, who humbled himself and came to earth, did not know when he was going to return, if the angels who share God's presence don't know, if only God the Father does know, then we should be happy not to know. But does that mean that we can just forget about it all then? Definitely not. Now, who can tell me what that is? You know what that is? You want to shout out then?
Yeah.
Yeah, Noah's Ark, indeed. That is it. There's a kind of drawing that somebody's made there of Noah's Ark. And Jesus told his friends in that reading that his coming was going to be rather like the time when Noah built his ark. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. That's Jesus. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. In other words, life at the time just appeared to be going on just as it always does. People were doing what people always do, eating food, drinking, falling in love, marrying. Life was just normal. And then suddenly, though they were unaware, the flood came and swept them all away. And Jesus added, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. See, Jesus' return may be at a time that only God the Father knows, but it's clear that it will happen unexpectedly as far as most people are concerned, as they go on living their ordinary lives in ordinary ways. And Jesus' question is, are we ready? Now, I wonder who you think might wear something like this. Who might you see kind of with a hat on like that? Yeah, what do you think? A farmer, yeah, exactly. Like kind of Farmer Giles or somebody in his field. Well, Jesus said that the coming of the Son of Man will be like a situation where two men are in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. It's two farmers working on the land in his kind of illustration. He says suddenly one disappears and the other is left. Jesus' return, you see, might be at a time that only God the Father knows, but it's clear that it will happen unexpectedly and suddenly when most people are just not expecting it, living their ordinary lives in ordinary ways. And so Jesus' question is, are you ready? What about this then? What's that? What do you think that is? Who might wear that?
You.
Yeah, probably actually. I might do occasionally.
Lady of the house.
Lady of the house, yeah, maybe, yeah, yeah. Doing what sort of things?
Cooking,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's just meant to be a reminder of somebody who's doing a task, maybe even a job. Maybe even particularly, though obviously men can wear these kind of things as well, but maybe particularly women doing a job. Because Jesus went on to say, the coming of the Son of Man will be like a situation where two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. You see, two women doing their everyday, ordinary job, and suddenly one is taken and the other is left. Jesus is saying that his return may well be at a time when only God the Father knows, but it's clear it will happen unexpectedly as people are doing their ordinary things in their ordinary lives. Are we ready? Jesus says, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Does anybody know what this is? Or who might, in kind of cartoon fashion at least, have one of these? A swag bag? A burglar, yeah. We don't like them, do we? No. Somebody might go and nick your stuff. Well, I remember once when we lived in a different house, waking up and going to get our bikes. We went to the garage where we kept them and they'd gone. Somebody had broken in and taken them. It was really annoying. And not only that, but it was sort of a bit frustrating because we kind of thought, well, we should have made the lock better on the door and then maybe they wouldn't have broken in. Well, Jesus says that that sort of experience should teach us about his return. He said, know this, if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So it's clear, Jesus' message is, I'm coming back. Be ready. Be prepared. But how are we to be ready? Well, the most important way to be ready is by recognizing Jesus and by receiving what he offers. We all know what that symbol represents. It is about Jesus and his death on the cross. Now, where Jesus, when he comes, he tells us that he will be both the judge of everyone and also the saviour of some. The question is, which will Jesus be for us? You see, Jesus will judge and remove all that is bound up with a world that has turned away from God. And that involves all of us, if it was just about us and how good we are. But he will rescue those who know that they need his help and who, whilst they wait for him to return or before they die, turn to him and believe in what he has done on the cross. You see, Jesus came the first Christmas, the opening chapter of this Gospel of Matthew tells us, to save his people from their sins. He came that people who come to him can escape the coming judgment that will arrive with him. That they'll be able to be part of God's new transformed world that he'll bring and not be excluded from it. And that's why when that little Matilda was baptized a few minutes ago, Dudley and Faye and the godparents all were asked, do you turn to Christ as Saviour? And they said, I turn to him. That's what we need Jesus to be, all of us. None of us can be good enough in ourselves. We need him to rescue us. But Jesus also goes on to say that we need him, we need to be ready in another way as well as believing in him and receiving his rescue. Anybody recognize one of these? What might you do with it? Not that I do it very often. I have to admit there are plenty of people in our house who do, which is good for me. Yeah. What? Who might use it then? Where might it be used? In a kitchen. Yeah, in a kitchen. Well, you know, Jesus went on to tell a story at the end of our reading. Let me just retell the story in a kind of a modern guise, but keeping all the details the same so that we can understand the point. Imagine the boss of a company takes someone on to run his office canteen. What sort of behaviour will the boss expect of his worker? Would it be the one who looks out only for himself, and the minute the boss is away, says to himself, he's gone and won't be back for ages, and then starts to rough up his fellow staff and throws drunken parties for his friends in work time? When the boss returns on a day when he doesn't expect him and at an hour he doesn't know, he'll find himself not only out of a job, but will experience severe punishment. Or would it be the person the boss can depend on to feed his staff on time each day? Someone the boss can drop in on unannounced and always find him doing his job. That sort of worker will be highly thought of, and it won't be long before the boss promotes him to be in charge of the whole operation. Do you get it? Being ready for Jesus' return means not just believing in him and receiving his forgiveness and the promise of new life in God's new world, crucial and vital though that is. It also means using the gifts that God has given to us, making the most of the opportunities that we have. It means getting on with serving Jesus by serving others. It means serving Jesus by pointing others to him whilst we wait for him to return. So are you ready for Christmas? Ready to celebrate Jesus' first arrival, his first advent? Well, the good news is there's still 23 days to sort everything out. But are you ready for Jesus' second arrival, his second advent? Jesus makes it clear that it will be unexpected. Most people will say, that's a load of nonsense, it's not going to happen. But they'll be surprised when it finally does. Just like in the days of Noah. Just like when a thief breaks into your house at night. Are you ready? Are you ready by relying on him to be your saviour, your rescuer? And if you are you looking to live as wise and dependable servants of Jesus whilst you wait? Jesus said, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have a plan that you are working out, that one day your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you would help us to be ready. Help us to find rescue in Jesus, who has made it possible by his death and resurrection. And then help us to be those who serve Jesus and use all the resources you give us for his name's sake. And we ask in Jesus' name, Amen.